You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening on stage at the Majestic Theater, as well as the musical sounds from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert's, you can give us a call at 669-7469, or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. And the teens are mimicking everything that I am saying right now. Today I have members of the cast of the upcoming Addams Family School Edition, the musical. Welcome to Matthew. Welcome. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome to Harley.
Hi.
And welcome to Chloe.
Hi.
And this is a really fun show. We're doing this Facebook Live as well today. So if you go to our Facebook page, if I did it right, is our first attempt to do this on Facebook Live. If I did it right, then you'll be able to catch the video of this interview as well. Does it look like I'm doing it right, Chloe?
I think it does.
Okay.
It looks like it's going.
Good. Okay. But the show is actually this weekend, and normally we try to do the interviews ahead of time, but whereas we tape this program every other week, we want to make sure that we get them in before their show. And two weeks ago, we did James and the Giant Peach. So this weekend, we get the Addams Family School Edition. It is a musical happening at the Derry Opera House Friday and Saturday, October 18th and 19th at 7 p.m., Sunday, October 20th at 2 p.m. You can give our box office a call at 669-7469 for tickets, or you can get them online at majestictheater.net. But call the box office if you can, because if you go online, you got to pay a fee. And why pay a fee if you don't have to? So I want to just jump right in, because I have a feeling we're going to have no shortage of things to talk about today.
Not at all.
I have very excited teens here who are great at what they do and are also very excited for this show. And we're all very excited for this show. So first of all, let's start with Matthew. Tell us a little bit about you, who you are, what school do you go to, how old you are, and things you've done in the past.
Hi, so I'm Matthew, and I play Gomez. I'm 12 years old, and I'm an 8th grader at Elm Street Middle School. This is my fifth Majestic show, and I have been in plays and musicals, and I'm super excited to be in the Addams Family. I like to play with my dogs and spend time with my family when I'm not on stage.
And when you're not in rehearsal, right?
When I'm not in rehearsal. And I'm super excited to be in this show.
Awesome. Harley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Harley. I am 15 years old, and I go to Granite State Arts Academy in Salem. I love reading. I'm a huge bookworm.
And you're really convenient, because you live, like, across the street from the Derry Opera House.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a very easy, like, commute to rehearsal this week.
It's like a five-second walk.
It's a five-second walk.
It's great.
Very, very cool. And Chloe, tell us about you.
Hi, I'm Chloe. This is my third show at Majestic. I'm 13 years old, and I go to Merrimack Middle School. And honestly, I don't do much except listen to musicals and do musicals and stuff like that. Except one thing that I do love doing is, like, drawing people without looking. So, like, if I'm in class...
Okay, so, like, wait. So without them looking or without you looking?
Without me looking. So, like, I'll look at them.
Oh,
and then I'll draw their face.
You're holding the paper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
And, like, I'll try to draw them, and it comes out really bad, but I love doing it.
Hey, as long as you love doing it, that's all that matters. So you guys are all... What are you playing in the show?
I'm Pugsley Adams.
You're Pugsley Adams, and we'll talk a little bit about that a little later.
Ooh.
Harley, what are you playing?
I'm an ancestor.
You're an ancestor, and we'll talk more about that too. So if you're looking for tickets for Addams Family, obviously call the box office. A lot of you have seen the TV show. That's probably the biggest thing. And the TV show was on. I remember the TV show. I don't remember watching it too much. But the Addams Family story goes way, way back. I'm not sure if you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
Does
anyone
have an idea?
My grandma was talking about that in the car.
Give me a year if you think that the whole Addams Family thing started. I'll give you a hint. It's way before the TV show. Give me a hint. Matthew, guess.
When was the TV show?
Give me a guess.
Well, I know that there was a movie that was in the 90s. There were, like,
okay,
a few
way
movies.
Before that. Way before that.
I think it was, like, sometime in, like, the 70s.
Okay, so that Matthew says the 70s. Harley, what do you think?
I have no idea. I've only seen the movie.
Okay, well, Chloe, do you have a guess?
I'm saying 65.
Well, guess what? 1938.
Oh, wow.
I was closest.
Yep, 1938, amazing. I'll tell you. Really cool. So starting in 1938, Gomez, Morticia, Uncle Fester, Lurch, Grandmama, Wednesday, Pugsley, and Thing appeared in The New Yorker in a series of cartoons by Charles Adams.
Oh, that's so cool.
Aha, see, I told you it was before the TV show. After two seasons in the mid-60s as a sitcom, which you guys remembered, then two more as a Saturday morning cartoon in the 70s, the adventures of the strange, morbid Addams Family seem destined to solely exist in illustration form. However, after Charles Addams' passing in 1988, even the cartoon stopped, but in 1991, the first Addams Family movie brought the Pale Gang to the cinema. Now, you know there's another movie coming out, right?
Yeah.
I actually already saw it. It was really
good. Oh, it's already out?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it already came out.
It came out the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Addams Family, the musical, however, has music and lyrics by Andrew Lipa and book by Marshall Brickman and Rick Elise. It opened in Broadway on April 2010, and the show is based upon the Addams Family characters created by Charles Addams in his single-panel gag cartoons, which depict a ghoulish American family with an affinity for all things macabre. It was the first stage show based on the characters, first musical. The original cast featured Nathan Lane as Gomez, great actor, and Bebe Neuwirth as Morticia, and the production ran for 2 years. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's
now,
a lot of stuff.
So you might ask what a school edition is. I want to make sure I get that out, too. It's funny, you know, the school editions, it's basically they make it appropriate for teenagers to do, but they don't cut a lot out of the show. It's still, what, a two-hour show?
It's
still a two-hour show.
Yeah, it's still a pretty long show.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, you know, it's one of those things where you're still getting very much a full show. So definitely something to join us. So I always ask you guys, who can tell me more about the story beyond what I talked about, like the interaction of the characters, cool parts of the show that make that you laugh at, that you think are funny.
Oh, my gosh. Alice.
Any idea? Okay. Tell me about that.
Alice. So Alice
is played by who?
Alice is played by Brooke O'Neill.
Okay.
She's so great. Mm-hmm. Alice.
Real quick, Brooke was our Fiona when we did Shrek a year or so ago.
She's amazing.
So Alice, played by Brooke O'Neill.
So Alice is this like peppy, like super sort of hippie kind of person. And I just love her lines because she's like trying to make jokes where people are like angry or like it's all weird and uncomfortable. And she just like joins in and she says like a weird poem or something and just interjects. And it's just so funny.
Now, what is Alice's relation to the family?
Alice is part of the Beinecke family.
Okay.
So Wednesday's in love with Lucas and Alice is Lucas's mom.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some romance.
I should probably tell you this actual the quick synopsis of the show, too, for those of you who might not know this. Because we all know, a lot of us know the Addams Family. I mean, I've watched enough Addams Family TV shows to know the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is actually a specific story within that. The Addams Family, a comical feast that embraces the wackiness in every family, features an original story and it's every father's nightmare. Wednesday Addams, the ultimate princess of darkness, has grown up and fallen in love with a sweet, smart, young man from a respectable family, a man her parents have never met. And if that wasn't upsetting enough, Wednesday confides in her father and begs him not to tell her mother. Now, Gomez Addams must do something he's never done before, keep a secret from his beloved wife, Morticia. Everything will change for the whole family on the fateful night they host a dinner for Wednesday's normal boyfriend and his parents. Wow. There's a lot to that.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
a lot to that.
It's a fun one to be in.
It's really
good. Sure.
And like, it's a lot easier to follow when you're watching it because I were to just read the script, I would get lost. But it's a lot easier to have a visual of it.
Definitely.
Like, the music is beautiful. I love the music.
Andrew Lipa wrote a lot of great musicals and Wild Party, amongst others, and some great stuff. Very modern music, right? Modern and fun, which you guys kind of like.
It's very peppy and like lively.
It gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And then it's just rolling.
I've been replaying it all day in my head.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I think I started dancing at one point.
Oh, well, dancing's allowed. So, Matthew, so you're playing Gomez, so you're the one who has to keep this from Morticia. How does that go over?
So Gomez loves his wife very much, and he also loves his daughter, and he wants what's best for both of them because it's really a double-edged sword. Like, it won't go well either way, so
Now, does Wednesday want want you to tell Morticia?
Wednesday does not. She just wants Gomez to know and to not tell Morticia because she feels that Morticia will, like, make a fuss. But Gomez is not one to keep secrets from his wife. So that is a very big struggle for him. And Morticia tries to get to the bottom of things. And that doesn't go very well for either of them. And it reaches a lot of tension.
Now, I have the impression from watching the TV show a bit, and I've never seen the stage show. I've never seen the stage show. I just know from reading it when, you know, when we chose the show. So I have a feeling, though, Morticia's kind of the one in charge, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's kind of the one in charge. I mean, Gomez thinks he's in charge, but he's not really
Gomez
in charge.
Gomez likes to think he is, but
he's sort of like in the background.
Yes, yes. Yeah, whatever like Morticia wants,
she's
Morticia
the puppet
gets.
Master, and he's her main puppet.
That's a good analogy.
Good job, Harley.
So Harley, you're an ancestor. So tell us a little bit about what an ancestor is, and what do you do in the show?
So an ancestor is obviously an ancestor.
An ancestor of
the
family,
Adams.
Everybody, the Adams.
Of the Adams, yeah.
So it's all their dead relatives.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we're almost like ghosts that come.
Okay.
And so once a year they come and awake them basically and bring them out. And I'm not necessarily sure if we're just supposed to dance with them and then just go back or what, but, in the musical, Fester decides that we're going to help Wednesday keep her love. And so he locks us out of our crypt and we are forced to help Wednesday and Lucas get together and make the whole family happy about it before we're allowed back, which we're not too happy about.
Now, I think the first movie also had the ancestors in it, because I remember this big ball with all the ancestors. Maybe I'm just like, you know.
I've only seen one movie.
Yeah, I saw the first movie. It's funny. I think I saw it on an airplane, actually. I was like, there's nothing on. I'll just watch The Addams Family. Why not?
I've actually never watched the older movies.
You should watch the older movie. It's actually well done. Raul Julia, who's no longer with us, but a great, great, great actor, played Gomez, and he's really, really good. I think you guys should watch it at some point.
Okay.
So Chloe, you're playing Pugsley.
Yeah.
So my first question on that is, who is Pugsley?
So Pugsley is the son of Gomez.
Wait,
and
but
Morticia.
You're a girl.
Yeah, I'm a girl playing a boy, and okay. It's interesting, and I love it.
So tell me about that. How doing that? I mean, obviously, there's never whether you're 12. 20 or 60, there's never enough guys in theater, so you know we've had to play.
Never.
A guy has never had to play a woman, but a woman's had to play a man a lot. So how do you go about that?
Well, I don't know. I have two brothers in my family, so I'm sort of used to like seeing boys in action. So like when I'm standing, usually my usual stance is like I lean on my hip or whatever, but boys don't usually do that. They sort of have like a wide stance or whatever. So like I try to sort of like embrace what it is to be.
So you're changing your physicality to meet the character that you're playing. Okay.
Right. And so I've also been a boy a multitude of times. Like I've been like Charlie Bucket, I've been Genie, you know, like I've had my fair share of boy parts. And
it's fun, you know, why not?
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. You know, it's like a change of pace from being a girl.
You know, in a community theater too, whether it's kids or if it's adults, you push the envelope a little bit on who you cast, you know. And I remember when I did the Fantastics billions of years ago at Letty Center in Epping, and I was 34 years old, and I got cast in the part of the boy. And the boy is usually someone who's in their teens. And the first thing I said to the director was, hang on a second, I am 34 years old, I ain't a teenager. And she says, the way I'm going to do it, you can do it, trust me. And I did it, and it was one of the best things I've ever done. And so I think in community theater sometimes we're able to step out of the box a little bit and play roles maybe that, you know, we wouldn't normally get to play.
It's fun to come out of your comfort zone.
Which is totally cool. So does Pugsley like the fact that Wednesday has a boyfriend?
No, Pugsley does not like it.
Why not?
Him and his sister has this good relationship. I'm putting that in air quotes because it's like sort of good. Like she tortures him and he loves it, and like they're just
that should tell you a little bit about the family.
Yeah. They're a little kooky, but you know, he's sort of like taking in the fact that he's probably gonna lose his sister, you know, he's probably not gonna get tortured by her anymore, so you know, he's sad like by the fact that he's not going to get as much attention as he would before.
So so what does he do to try and change things?
He and his grandma are tight. So him and his grandma are talking, and he
grandma
tries,
played by Michaela Judge?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, amazing. He tries to steal her potion and succeeds and tries to poison Wednesday, but does not succeed.
Okay.
And it just turns the whole
story. I was
going to
say, doesn't it make
down.
It worse? I bet you it makes it worse, probably.
It does.
Yeah, of course. Of course it does.
A little bit.
Of course it does.
Just a little bit.
Fun.
Yeah. It definitely adds a little pep and step into the show. It's fun.
That's funny. So do you guys have a favorite part of the show?
Think about it.
Now I always tell the folks at home, I don't give them these questions ever because it's just like kind of like an unscripted kind of laid back thing. But favorite parts of the show? Anybody? Any favorite parts of the show?
I love Crazier Than You.
Okay, tell us why. Tell me about that.
So Crazier Than You is, so Wednesday gets mad at Lucas because he refuses to elope with her. And she forgives him in that song. And Alice and Mal, who is Alice's husband, they were struggling in their marriage. And they still loved each other, but they just weren't on the same page. And so during that song, they kind of reunite with each other almost.
Okay.
And it's just so much fun. It's just so like peppy and
so
bouncy.
It's a musical number.
Yeah, it's a music. It's a
All
song.
Right. Okay.
And it's just so cool to watch. And yeah.
And I have to tell you guys, I always tell the kids this: when I do these radio shows, I have to act like I don't know about the show. So sometimes I ask a question, you look at me like you know the answer. But we're trying to share, obviously. If you're just joining us, we're talking with cast members of The Addams Family, the musical school edition, happening at the Derry Opera House this coming weekend, October 18th and 19th at 7 p.m., October 20th at 2 p.m. at the Derry Opera House, 29 West Broadway, presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts Teens. I have members of the cast from that show today, and we're just having a conversation about how great this show is and how you should see it. If you want tickets, you can always go online at www.majestictheater.net. Give us a call at 669-7469, or if all else fails, you can purchase them at the door. There will definitely be tickets at the door starting 30 minutes before each show. So, other favorite parts of the show?
Okay, Chloe, go ahead.
You're ready for this one, I can tell.
I have two favorite parts. My first favorite part is Pulled with Wednesday.
Oh, that's a great song.
I love it.
I think that's the first I had ever heard of this show, was someone saying Pulled for an audition. I was like, oh, I love that song.
Oh my God, I love it.
It's such a great song.
It's beautiful.
So tell us about that number.
The girl who plays Wednesday is amazing. Her name's Kat. She is phenomenal. And I love acting with her. Anyway, I love being against a wall and just like being tortured. It's actually really fun. I'm not gonna lie.
I think this is the only show I've ever had to ask the technical director. We need to build a torture wall. He's like, a what?
We were a torture wall.
We were going through yesterday,
and he was like, yeah, so we're going to build it like this, and then they're going to pull it, and your hands are going to go up. It's not going to hurt you. You'll be fine. I was like, you know what? I'm excited to be tortured.
All right. Hey, that works. Yeah. You know, we do anything for our art.
Oh, anything.
Matthew, do you have any favorite parts of the show that you like? Obviously, all the parts that you're in, of course.
Yes,
right?
Of course. I think definitely one of my favorite parts is the song Full Disclosure. Oh. It's at the end of Act One, and it is really when all the Addams family members and the other family members, that the family that Lucas is in, the Beinekes, they're all sitting at the table, and Full Disclosure is basically a song about Gomez introduces this sacred chalice that's been in the Addams family for a very long time, and they play this game where you drink from the chalice and you reveal a secret that you've never told anyone before. And of course, with all this
interesting.
With all this drama going on between Gomez and Morticia.
Wait, do you let the cat out of the bag?
Well,
let's not ruin it for the audience.
It's very complicated, and there's a lot of emotions running high during that, so we're all trying to keep our cool while the guests are over, but it's very
quite
difficult.
A challenge. Yeah,
it's a little out of hand.
Right. It's a great time.
So what about so why should people come and see this show? Obviously, you guys are in. It's gonna be awesome.
Obviously.
I always give that out first because that's always
because
the first answer.
The kids in the show are so amazing, and they've put so much hard work into this show. And, I mean, the singing is amazing. And, I mean, seeing kids in the community and, like, how they've grown as a person through this show.
Yeah, it's
just
true.
It's amazing to see.
You know, and I always say with the youth shows, we have a large amount of season subscribers. They buy the whole year, and they get a certain amount of shows, and then they can pick which other shows they want. We have a lot of season subscribers that don't have kids in the show, in the youth shows or the teen shows. They still come to those shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they'll bring their grandkids because they're so good, usually.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I think that, you know, youth theater is alive and well, and I've said it billions of times that, you know, there's lots of us out there, lots of us theaters doing youth theater, and we all do it well, and it's great opportunities for kids. Support youth theater if you can, because these are the future of our shows, and they're doing a great job. And I'll tell you, some of the youth shows parallel the level of some of the adult shows, and it's just amazing
to see.
They're
phenomenal.
Other reasons why. Harley, why should people come and see this show?
A lot of what Chloe said, but our cast is amazing. All of our leads are literally, they're amazing people. They're amazing actors. They're so talented. And I don't know. It's when you go and see a musical, even if you have no idea who's in the cast, you watch it and you automatically feel like you have a connection with the person on stage. I have seen so many plays where I may not know that person personally, but I want to go up to them and meet them and become best friends with them because they seem awesome. And that is just such a cool thing to experience and an awesome thing to know that you're doing that to other people. You're letting them feel that connection.
You know, and the thing is, too, is that it's nice that you said that about the leads, but we could also say that about the ensemble, the ancestors, really. Because we have a lot of talent in this show. And
those
of you who have seen
talented
Majestic shows know that we don't have 150 kids on stage. There's like 27 or 28 of you, I think. And everybody is an active part of this show. And for us, in every show that we do, especially the kids and the teen shows, that ensemble person is just as important as the lead character, and we make sure that we show that in how we present a show. So definitely check it out. You know, we just finished James and the Giant Peach.
Oh my gosh, that was so
cute.
We had the
littlest
kids that had done their first show, all the way up through 12 and 13 year olds that had done lots of shows.
It was so funny. Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It really was great to see. And it was great to see the older kids too kind of take the younger kids under their wing.
Yeah.
That's really that's even more important than how good the show is for us.
Yeah.
So Matthew, why should people come and see this show?
Well, I think that in this show, almost like there's something for everyone, because I think a lot of people can relate to it. How, like, older, like, men can relate to it, and, like, older females can relate to it, and, like, younger kids, both male and female, kind of have, like, a connection with these characters, because it, like I said, there's, like, something for everyone, because I think we can all relate to
crazy people in our family.
Yeah. I felt that.
Uh-huh.
And if you haven't caught the Facebook Live, you definitely try and check it online, because Chloe and Harley keep making faces at the camera. And I don't even know if it's still
it's
working.
It's really fun to
literally
watch.
And I have to give a quick shout out to Peter White. Peter White in the Morning Show. Check that out. They're on every morning at 7 a.m. Yes, I get up now at 6:45 every single morning to catch the Peter White Show, Morning Show at Peter White. You can catch it on Facebook Live. It's also on the radio live. And it's just a great time. Peter and his cast of characters, which actually could probably be described as the Addams Family sometimes.
Yeah.
but he does a Facebook Live, and that gave me the idea to try this today. So if it's still working, great. If it's not, well, guess what? We'll try it again next time. But we're coming towards our end, and I have a feeling you guys are going to breeze right through this.
Oh, probably.
But I always try to print out a little quiz or something.
Oh,
and,
no.
But I think you're going to get this easily, though. So what I want you to do is I'm going to ask the question, then let's give a couple seconds so people that are listening can make their own guess, and then I'll point to you, and you guys can just say the answer if you know. So this is a character quiz.
Oh. I didn't do good on my last quiz. Alrighty.
So I'm going to give you I tried to take out the things that were obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I didn't say Morticia's husband, because you'd know right away. but here's some questions, and if you're playing at home, if you're playing with the home game, then you can also try this.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I'll point you guys when it's time. Ready? So, first character. She is a witch and likes to tell fortunes. Chloe?
Grandma.
Grandma is correct. Grandma Addams.
I could tell
good job.
The stage.
Okay, here's another one. Enjoys engineering and playing with blasting caps. Has a pet octopus named Aristotle. You can't answer. Harley.
It's Pugsley Adams.
Pugsley Adams.
Oh my goodness, it's me!
You have an octopus.
But
The thing is, too, is that these, honestly, these aren't based on just the musical. No. These are based on the characters.
That confused me, though.
Yeah, so there might be things. So do you have an octopus in the show?
No.
No, okay. but actually, we have a set piece that
has an octopus in it.
And it has an octopus arm coming out of it.
I saw that. And I have to say, this show is, thank you for saying that. This show is directed by Jocelyn Duford, who is absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
And she's spending many, many late nights doing paintings for the sets and stuff like that. Jocelyn always goes way above and beyond for these shows. And so that's another reason to come and see this show, because it's really, really well done. And she's a one lady show on this one. So check her out, because she's done great work on this. So thank you to Jocelyn Duford for directing this show. Here's a really easy one. Matthew, I'm going to say this one for Matthew, because he hasn't answered one yet. Matthew, this is a hard one.
You got this.
Okay. He frequently places a light bulb in his mouth and lights it up.
Oh, so hard.
This is Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester is correct. Woo! All right, we're tied.
The question before confused
We're not even taking score, but we're tied. All right, here's another one. Is summoned by a hangman's noose bell pulled, and when he arrives, always says, "You rang?"
I got this.
This might be one from the TV show.
I got this one. It's Lurch.
Lurch is correct.
That was my guess, but in,
all right.
Yeah, that's
you know, I won't
too.
Say anything. Yeah. All right. I think I can say anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't give away the show now. Don't give away the show. Okay. Raises spiders, and her favorite pet is a black widow spider named Homer. Also likes to play with a beheaded doll called Mary Antoinette.
I got this.
I have a feeling that's Wednesday.
That is Wednesday. All right. We're good. We're 100%
so far. I feel like Morticia wouldn't play with a doll.
No.
All right. Hobby and model trains, and enjoy seeing them collide with each other or dynamiting them and watching them explode.
Oh, I got this.
Who is it?
It's Pugsley Adams.
Nope.
We've already got Pugsley. Wait. Can you read that again?
Hobby and model trains, enjoy seeing them collide with each other or dynamiting them and watching them explode. Now, if you watched the first movie, you would know this one.
I think it might be...
Gomez
is correct. Yeah.
I was gonna say, if it's not Pugsley,
I left the beginning of
Gomez.
That out, because like I said, I wasn't gonna say his wife is Morticia. All right. I have one more that's in the show, and then I have two that I'm gonna read you that are not in our musical, but are in the TV show and the. And we're gonna go quick because we're running out of time. Raises flesh-eating plants and spends time trimming roses by cutting off the rosebuds and arranging the thorny stems in a vase.
That's Morticia.
That is Morticia. It's correct.
I was gonna say.
All right, here's two that are not that are in the cartoons and in the movie and in the TV show, but not in our show.
We're still tied.
These are wicked easy, guys. These two are wicked easy.
Okay. Oh no.
Obviously, this character doesn't speak, but communicates with his hand.
Cousin Thing.
And if you don't know, Thing is a detached hand that appears out of boxes and can go instantly to any box or other container in the house. That would be a little hard to do that on stage. So we're not that. Sorry, Thing is not in our musical. Last one. This one's wicked easy. Speaks very fast gibberish that the family seems to have no difficulty understanding.
Oh, yeah. I got this.
Harley.
Cousin It.
All right. Cousin It is also not in our show.
You know what?
I'm not sure if Cousin It is in the full version or not, but it's not in the musical version that we're doing.
No, I don't think.
So you guys have been great. As usual, this time goes by wicked fast because you guys like to talk about great things, and your show is great. I'm really looking forward to seeing the whole thing all the way through.
It's going
to
be great.
And if you're joining us, remember, don't miss the Addams Family School Edition. It is a musical happening at the Derry Opera House. Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19 at 7 p.m. Sunday, October 20 at 2 p.m. www.majestictheater.net for tickets, or you can call 669-7469, or if all else fails, you can get tickets at the door starting 30 minutes before showtime. We're going to say goodbye to Facebook Live right now if we're still connected. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Hope you liked it.
Yep.
And I think I just stopped it. Maybe it's still going. I don't know. This is new to me.
Either way, thank you
for joining us for Through the Stage Door. Remember that music is a voice of the soul, and the world's a stage. We will see you next time.
I like that.